When the Czech Republic enters the Schengen zone on December the 21st, it will bring in an era of passport-free travel for Czechs abroad. But not everyone is looking forward to the change. Entry to the Schengen zone could spell trouble for the sizable number of Americans who have, up until now, been living and working in Prague without a visa, as Rosie Johnson explains.
Up until now, it was possible for Americans to live in the Czech Republic without a visa. It maybe wasn't all that kosher, but required nothing more than a trip to one of the Czech Republic's neighbours, like Germany or Austria, to get a stamp in the passport every 90 days. A visa was only required for those staying for longer than 90 days on Czech soil, so 4 visits abroad per year enabled you effectively to live in the Czech Republic. But things are about to get more complicated. As of December the 21st, visa-less US citizens will only be allowed to remain in the Czech Republic or any other part of the Schengen area for a maximum of 90 days over any 6-month period. Living here without a visa will no longer be an option for American citizens. And what's more, anyone wishing to apply for a visa will have to do so outside of the Schengen zone. The closest consulates will be in Kiev, Bucharest or Zurich.
Whatever the window there was for living here when I arrived, it seems to be closing.
4 years ago, Jay Warner set up home in Prague's Žižkov district. He's since been working as a proofreader and English teacher in the city. But now he, like many other Americans in the capital, is considering moving elsewhere.
In the 4 years that I've been living in Prague, I've never had anything but a tourist visa. I've never wanted anything but a tourist visa. Why should I? Why should my employers? They get to pay me without any bureaucracy entering into their lives, and I get to live without any bureaucracy entering into my life, and I see this as just, the end of an era when it comes to that.
The American Embassy estimates that around 5,000 US citizens live in the Czech Republic, but it doesn't know how many of them are here, like Jay Warner, without the proper documentation. Despite the anxiety of some US citizens, the official standpoint of the American Embassy in Prague is that the Czech Republic's entrance into the Schengen zone is a good thing. Stuart Hatcher is the American Consul General.
The entry of the Czech Republic into the Schengen zone is, in general, a positive thing. It means, the more easier travel of people around Europe.
Mr. Hatcher sees the fears being voiced by some of Prague's expat community as unfounded.
I think that people are concerned now because of the uncertainty that comes with any kind of a change, but I have a feeling that in the end it's not really going to disrupt people's lives because I don't think it's really going to be that big of a change from what the current situation is.
The Consul General advises Americans to direct their questions to the Czech Foreign Police, and they've not got long to do so before the whole system is transformed.